I've been set the challenge to watch every single Star Wars movie between now and at some point between now and May the 4th, right?
This is brilliant.
And it was set by your mate Ben after I said Star Wars sucks. This was Benny on the show.
I think that there is hope for people like you.
Yeah?
I'm a big believer that we can turn you around. In fact, I have a Star Wars appreciation program that I can put you on. If we start it now, it can be ready for May the 4th.
There is hope. Is there a new hope? Which is the name of Star Wars Episode 4, which you did watch yesterday, Gaundy. And Benny, our Star Wars Appreciation Program president, joins us on the show. Hey, mate.
Good morning. I'm excited and nervous.
Where do I start? So you locked in yesterday. Yep. You're like, today I'm watching Star Wars, which in 1977 when it was released was just called Star Wars, and then it became Episode 4 in 1981.
Well, I did wonder, because New Hope for what? We don't even know the story yet when you're sitting down to watch it for the first time.
George Lucas knew the story, man.
Well, let me play some of the trailer. Ben, you'd be familiar with this. So this is the trailer from 1977.
Luke Skywalker was just a farm boy until he received a mysterious message from a princess.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
She's beautiful.
20th Century Fox presents the most extraordinary motion picture of all time, Star Wars.
Here's where the fun begins.
May the Force be with you in Star Wars.
It's a big call, isn't it?
It's a massive call. It's a wrong call is what it is, Ben.
Okay, here we go.
It's a wrong call. Ben. You said I needed to have an open mind with these things, and I'm keeping the open mind running, okay? So I sat down to watch it, yes?
Great start.
God, I hope the next movie's better than the first, man, because it was a tough watch.
Wow.
What didn't you enjoy about
first
the movie?
First of all, too much reading at the start. That iconic thing.
Oh, my God. That was like a game changer, dude. That's like...
No, that iconic thing where it looks like the credits are rolling. I said to Jamie, I was like, oh, mate, like, get into the movie. We don't need a novel before the movie starts.
Like in a galaxy far away. And it goes up the screen and it's like the most iconic part of Star Wars. You're like, no, too hard, bastard.
You know what it's like? It's like they made the movie and then they realised no one was going to understand it. So they went, we better put this thing on the start just to set up this pile of dump.
Mate, spoiler alert, that happens at every movie. So,
No, really?
Well, they found a thing and it worked and then they really went with it, I guess.
But you just said that you hope the second one is better than the first. Does that mean you're committing to the second?
Yeah, mate, I've committed to watching all the movies because I do imagine that they get better, right, Ben? Don't tell me that the one from 1977 is the best of the Star Wars movies, please.
They really do grow on you.
Okay.
And yep, as they get better, so your appreciation of them to the point where, you know, we could confirm the prophecy because I've actually checked in with the Jedi Council and they confirm my suspicion that you are the chosen one.
Ooh, okay.
No, that's definitely wrong. Gaundy is not the chosen
one. Now you've got me. I could be the chosen one.
To take people from skeptic to fan, you are the chosen one.
Okay, well... Along this journey, is it a roller coaster ride to the chosen one? Because at this stage, I'm not convinced. And, Ben, are you ready for my score out of 10?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, wow. Okay. Look at scoring.
I've given it a 2.
Is that 2 stars?
And I'm not just saying this. Yes, 2 Star Wars out of 10. I'm not just saying this to rile up the Star Wars fans. It is a flat 2, and that is being generous.
Wow.
On the first movie, wow. Ben, talk to me.
Hey, Benny.
Look, it's only onwards and upwards from here.
There's nowhere else to go.
Can you give Gaundy, like, what does he need to mentally do to prepare for the next movie? How can you set him up for a win here?
Look, I think maybe just some basic meditation at the start.
pretend I'm somewhere else, not watching Star Wars? I can do that for you.
I love your commitment. I mean, you know, I think the credit, really have to move past the credit.
Yeah.
But look, I think if you have the right mindset, the right snacks in place, then, you know, we can get you above a 2. I believe, and I have hope.
I look forward to the next one. I like being the chosen one. I enjoy where that's heading. I have put up here, now, two things very quickly, Ben. I put on my socials, my Instagram, I said, what order should you watch the Star Wars films? The year that they were released or in chronological order? And I've got to say, everyone said I should be watching them in chronological order, not the year they were released. It was 72%.
Isn't that chronological order?
Oh, did I put the same thing on there, did I?
Chronological order is the year that they were released.
Oh, well, I've written here year released or chronological order.
That's the same thing.
Well, I think people knew what I meant.
Everyone's agreeing with you that you're doing it in the right order.
No, I think they think I should be watching it in the episodes, not the years.
Are you saying that all five people disagree with me?
Mate, that is a solid at least 60 that have voted on that. Second thing I put on here, please give me your reviews. Don't wind me up, producer Maddie. I've got to get to this. I said, give me your reviews on Empire Strikes Back. And here's a couple that the people have written here.
Wait, that's
ready
the
for
next
this?
Movie
this
that you're going to watch.
Yeah, this is the next one that was released in 1980 or whatever. Josh says, they all suck. It doesn't matter which one you watch. Emma says, life is short. Don't waste your time watching Star Wars.
No, Emma, no.
Little MS has given it an A+. And Becca said, never watched Star Wars in my life. May the Force be with you because I can't bring myself to do it. Okay, Ben, we've got a bit to work with here. I'll watch the next one. We'll get you back on.
Wow.
I'm hoping for a better than 2 out of 10 on the next phase.
May the Force be with you.
I honestly had a moment last night mid-movie where I went, I think I have to pull out of this
program. No, you cannot. You have to stay committed. Come on, mate.
What's in it for me, Ben? What's in it for me? Is it being the chosen one?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. I mean, the fandom that you would get at Comic-Con would be just unbelievable. Not to mention the lightsabers, just the endless supply, a lifetime supply of lightsabers.
Think of the followers on Instagram, dude.
Well, that I will do it for. There we go.